Praise the Lord for encouragers. The Church of Jesus Christ needs encouragers. If we could put a sign in the front of the average church, we could have an advertisement, vacancy, encouragers required, apply within. The Church of Jesus Christ needs encouragement and encouragers. There are so many discouragers out there and so many discouragements, but praise the Lord for encouragers. I'm so thankful for people that God has put in my pathway and that God has put in our church who have the ministry of encouragement. Like Barnabas, the Bible says he was the son of consolation. We're introduced to Barnabas in Acts chapter 4, and what a man of God he was. I'd rather have people be great encouragers than great preachers or great theologians. Being an encourager is one of the most vital ministries in these days in the Church of Jesus Christ. I remember years ago preaching from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 6 and 7, and I'd just like to leave these verses with you today. Speaking of the work of God, Isaiah 41, verse number 6, they helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. They're taking a leaf out of the book of Joshua, where the Lord said to Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. The Lord commanded Joshua not to be fearful, not to be afraid, not to be dismayed, but be strong and of a good courage. And here's a group of workers in the kingdom of God, and they're speaking to each other, brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, that's like the panel beater, him that smote with the anvil, the blacksmith, saying, it is ready for the soldering, and he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. Whenever God's people encourage one another, it helps them to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. But sadly, Barnabas's Sons of Consolation encourages in the church are a rare thing. God's people, more than ever, in these days when secularism and humanism and atheism are all on the rise, and the tide is going out in this nation of ours anyway, I'm not sure about where you're from, but the tide is going out spiritually, God's people need encouragement. It's not hard to encourage other Christians and to put an arm around a believer and encourage them and say, brother, you're doing a good job. Be of a good courage, just as the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, who encouraged the panel beater, who encouraged the blacksmith. They're all encouraging each other in the work that they are called to. On the flip side of that, can I encourage you to stay away from discouragement and discouragers? The Church of Jesus Christ, sadly, is full of them. And discouragement is one of the devil's great weapons in the Church of Jesus Christ. And sadly, there are many professing Christians, even involved in God's work, and they seem to view it as their God-given ministry to discourage other Christians, maybe by the art of silence, a silence that's deafening. They never encourage, they never say anything positive, maybe under the guise of, I don't want to give this brother or this sister or this young Christian a big head, so I'll let them serve the Lord, I'll let them slave to the grind, I'll say nothing just in case they get puffed up with pride, I'll keep them humble, I'll say absolutely nothing. Good to stay away from people like that. The church, believe me, is absolutely full of them, and sometimes they know exactly what they are doing. David, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, was greatly discouraged. Things had happened in Ziklag. His safe haven was burned with fire. His property was destroyed. His family were taken away. The people even speak of stoning him. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I'm glad today that Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord, my Master, is a wonderful encourager. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So maybe you're discouraged today. Stay away from the discouragers. Try to gravitate towards people who will encourage you in your faith and strengthen you in the things of God. The Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Anything that blunts your cutting edge from God is not of God. So stay away from it. Iron sharpeneth iron. Be with people who can encourage each other in the things of God. Remember, the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith. And so it goes on. They said to one another, brother, be of good courage. Be of good courage today. God is in control. We're on the winning side. Let us labor for the well done of God. And friends, we'll see you, God willing, very soon.